Now in chapter 30, Judah here is admonished not to turn to Egypt for help against the Assyrian, but to turn to the Lord, for he has glorious things planned for their future. Now, I'm not going to go into detail in this chapter, because it has this one message, and it has been literally fulfilled. Here is one place where the southern kingdom did not, they heard the warning, they did not join up with Egypt in order to be delivered. The northern kingdom did. We have that in 2 Kings 17:4. I'll not turn to it. And the very interesting thing is that the lesson was the northern kingdom went into captivity. Apparently, this is one place where they learned the lesson. But this is for these people, and it includes the southern kingdom, and the day is coming when they will turn to Egypt again. Now, with conditions as they are in the world right now, so many people saying prophecies being fulfilled and means we're right at the end. Let's not be in too big a hurry. Let's only move as God moves today. And let's be careful not to say some things God has not said. Now we come here, verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord. And how are they rebellious? Verse 2, that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked of my mouth. God says, this is the fourth woe. And the woe is a woe because it's a warning. He said, don't go to Egypt for help because it won't be very good. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. And he says, any help down there is a mirage on the desert, and their help will be in vain. Now, God says, turn to me, come to me, I will deliver you. And therefore, and this is a marvelous verse here, it's one of the great gems of scriptures, verse 18, and therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted that he may have mercy upon you, for the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Now, don't hurry. Don't say, oh, we are at the end of the age and he's going to come. Who told you that? God says, you let me work this out because I have not given you any dates. Learn to wait upon the Lord. And we're told today that this matter of looking for the Lord Jesus to take his church out is a matter of waiting. And we're told, Isaiah will tell us this later on, they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. All of this tension and pressure today, trying to rush God. Friends, he's in no hurry. And maybe things over there are not like you think they ought to be, and you and I'd like to rearrange it. You let the Lord work it out. He's got eternity ahead of him, and apparently he doesn't seem to be in a hurry. And when you and I get in step with him, it's going to make life lots easier for us down here. This is a marvelous chapter, and it has this personal message for us today. And that was all that I was interested in bringing out in this chapter.